This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor. Pastor Eugene Peterson is best known for his work on the best-selling The Message paraphrase of the Bible. But this week, Peterson made news again after he was admitted to hospice care. Find out more after this break. Samaritan Ministries is a healthcare sharing ministry with over 250,000 Christians that care for one another's needs, from broken bones to cancer, pregnancies to organ transplants, all without the use of insurance. October marks Pregnancy and Infant Loss Awareness Month. Samaritan aims to walk alongside members who find themselves on this road, recognizing that miscarriages and stillbirths can bring profound grief and loss that can be overlooked even by a caring community. April of Texas says this of her experience: "I made a call to cancel the maternity need I had submitted, and the man who spoke with me handled the call with such dignity. He truly helped to make at least this one step as easy as possible. His prayer with me at the end of the call was a huge encouragement during our grieving and yet another confirmation that we are in the right place with Samaritan Ministries." Grief can be a lonely place, and the Samaritan Ministries community wants to encourage those going through the loss of a baby that you are surrounded by love and that God truly sees you in this pain. If you'd like to learn more about how you can be part of this community of Christians helping each other with healthcare, visit SamaritanMinistries.org/charisma. Pastor Eugene Peterson was reportedly hospitalized on Tuesday, October 9th, after an infection caused his health to dramatically decline. Peterson, who is 85 years old, is the author of the Message Bible, a translational paraphrase of Scripture, and is known as a pastor to many pastors. Peterson's health has been a concern before. He has dealt with dementia and congestive heart failure, according to an email exchange between his son and the religious news service. But his hospitalization has many Christians praying for his recovery. Robert Creech, president of Christian Ministries at Baylor University, wrote on Facebook, "Eugene Peterson has encouraged, formed, and often literally saved the ministry of more than one pastor over the years through his writing and thinking. I would include myself in that list." Peterson has previously told the RNS that he doesn't fear death, saying, "I have no idea how it's going to work out, but I'm not afraid, I'll tell you that. I've been with a lot of people who are dying. I think those conversations are some of the best I've ever had. These are people who have lived a good life and who have embraced their faith. They're not afraid." Peterson is currently in a hospice and receiving palliative medical care as of the time of this recording. Pray for Eugene Peterson's health and restoration. And if you like this story, you can hear more stories on Charisma Connection. You can find that show and many more at cpnshows.com. Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast. One story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.